In the years before the Mariners, the Sonics, and the Seahawks came to the Pacific Northwest, there was just one big-time spectator sport in the region, and it came every summer to the shores of Lake Washington.
Here's a real battle for you in the first heat, the first time around. Eight laps in all. Here he goes. Slow Motion 5 comes out of the pack and is out there in front. Man, look at that boy go.
Hydroplanes Unlimited, the world's largest, fastest surface-skimming, power-packed speedboats, have gathered in Seattle, Washington to compete in the 44th running of the Gold Cup Classic, most famous of all speedboat races.
For generations of us Northwesterners who grew up in the 1950s, 60s, or 70s, Unlimited hydroplane racing was the sporting event of the year. The Seafair races were broadcast wall-to-wall on all three network TV affiliates and several radio stations. I found veteran hydro owner and driver Bill Wooster, where you can often find him, at the Hydroplane and Raceboat Museum in Kent.
They didn't have a ball team that was doing anything. They didn't have a baseball team or a football team or a hockey team. And so we were the primary sport of the year, and we drew a lot of people, some 400,000, down to the Lake Washington shores.
Bill Wooster is 90 years old now. He didn't start racing Unlimited hydroplanes until he was nearly 50.
And when I got to the first race and took that boat out, I can tell you right now that my hands were sweating.
Today you can see many of these vintage watercraft at the Hydro Museum. With their piston-powered World War II surplus fighter plane engines, the Thunderboats could be heard almost anywhere along the shores of Lake Washington. Kids like me would build crude hydroplanes out of plywood and drag them behind our bicycles, trying to make the best hydro sounds we could. Kind of like the kids in a youth group from Fife who got to sit in the museum's boats and pretend they were screaming across the water at 160 miles an hour.
Can you make a boat noise?
These kids today look up to sports stars like the Mariners' King Felix or the Sounders' Freddie Montero. But for us, it was the late Bill Muncy, or 11-time Gold Cup champion Chip Hanauer, who came to the Hydro Museum to fire up the boat you're hearing now, the Atlas Van Lines, for the first time in decades. He'll be driving the boat in an exhibition at the Seafair races this Sunday and is a little nervous about damaging this rare and pristine piece of hydroplane history.
I'm just scared to death of hurting the thing. I mean, like, scratching it, you know, coming back to the dock. And, you know, the motors are so valuable and they're so rare. I'm just scared to death that something's going to go wrong because these guys put in so much time and so much love to make this work. I just don't want to hurt the thing.
How do you like this so far?
Awesome!
See?
The Hydroplane Museum has 17 boats in its collection, but only room for 9 or 10 to be displayed at any one time, including storied names like the Miss Budweiser and the Slow Motion 3. You'll see hydroplane memorabilia, including the rusty rudder from Muncy's Miss Thriftway, recovered from the bottom of Lake Washington over 20 years after it smashed into a Coast Guard boat in 1958. And as for Bill Wooster and Chip Hanauer, you might see them on the lake on Sunday. At the Hydroplane and Raceboat Museum in Kent, I'm Gary Crawford, KPLU News.